I just really wanted to talk to people today basically about what's been happening so far, and I really wanted the residents of Deerfield also, because they're all Kate Road and residents, and I really feel it's really important that all of us come to you, to our selectmen, to show that we do have some already concerns about this. And I think Allison is gracious enough to sit here and listen to us, and I think it's really important that she does that. And the reason why is because I believe that we were never told in the beginning, when this transformer came through several months ago, that this project was even in existence. And that was like very, the word I'm looking at is not defraud, but it's just something that we just don't understand, why we weren't told when this transformer came through that we were going to see such changes. And there have been changes. And right now, without even anything existing, without anything happening on Kate Road, which is a scenic road, we've had increased activity in construction. In 7 o'clock, we got trucks backing up. We got extensive lights over our houses. We've got break-ins down at the PSNH. We got policemen coming around. We've got a lot of activities that should never be happening unless we were informed about this ahead of time. And I think these are the kind of things we're really getting, we're not sure what's going to be happening in the future, because already it's like a deception of what's really happening here. My biggest question is, why in the world do we have to have this in the first place? And that's probably going to come up in the future, is why do we have to go outside of Quebec to get our electricity, and why these things are happening? There's a lot of reasons what they suggested here are very important, but I think it's going to change a lot of our environmental. What they didn't mention, I heard...
Just for a moment. Uh-huh. You're put on the agenda,
right,
regarding a letter you,
right,
wrote to the board.
This is my letter.
Completely dealing with your questions about,
right,
specifically about Kate Road and what's going on.
Right, okay. Exactly. So please don't, I mean, I don't mind you interrupting at all. I don't, I really don't, but I really just want to get my thoughts out, and then you can certainly ask me any questions at all. But my thoughts are that this is something we really want to know, what is, why the changes are, you know, coming right now. I went down even down to the PSNH substation, and the construction people were down there are increased activity, increased lighting, increasing noise, and they're saying that's going to go on for the next year and a half. We were never told that. And I think now the existing project looks a lot more bigger. It's going to be bigger, longer, and more extensive right away. You know, how much is it going to affect us? And I feel when that transformer came on, we were told specifically it wasn't going to change, you know, the noise pollution, wasn't going to change the atmosphere, wasn't going to change too much. I mean, we were told that, you know, there'll be some changes, but nothing this extensive. And this is not even ongoing. The project hasn't even started. So, and some of my other, you know, I tell you right now, some of the residents here, it's not just me, so we have to really talk about this and really discuss this, because even though they're paying taxes, we're paying taxes too, and it's a big project that we need to know more about. And I like to find out how we can, I mean, I want to know what's going to happen in the future. I want to know what's going to happen with the noise level especially. And the towers they're talking about now, they're talking about extensive lines that may be going, I read in the paper, they might be going through Bear Brook. Is that going to economically, or, you know, how that's going to affect us too? Because Bear Brook is, you know, pretty scenic area. And is that going to affect our area around here as far as our parks in Deerfield and stuff like that? Just so many things. There are so many questions. And I think right now we're concerned about that because we were never told anything about this. And we just had to read it in the paper, which I was upset about, why we weren't told by this town and what you knew about this project, why it wasn't given up.
Mr. Chairman, one point, I just want to correct you there. I was unaware of this Northern Pulse project. This project has nothing to do with the current transformer project at the substation.
It eventually will be.
Nothing to do with that transformer. I'm serious, and probably Kathleen can fill you in little bit more, but
Allison.
I'm sorry. The current transformer project is something totally different. Nothing to do with the Northern Pass. So, I mean,
I don't understand how you could say that, though, Alan. It's a substation, and it's where it's going to end up. It's where it's going to. They're talking about building more and more down there, and they are building. I'm telling you right now, there's much more activity, much more trucks. There's lights all over the place. We're going to be neoned out down there. I'm just saying, and now there's vandalism. So there's a lot more activity that we are concerned about as residents. And I really...
At the substation, you mean?
Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And I'm just... The noise level, 7 o'clock in the morning, you hear backup trucks down there. I mean, so much I went down there and talked to them. I mean, I'm going through the fence talking to these guys.
I remember that when they told us about the transformer that was put in down there, that they mentioned to us that construction would be ongoing for about a year.
Year and a half.
Pads and everything else like that. Would that be correct, Allison?
Allison McLean, the director of PSNH. Mrs. Shigo and I have spoken a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And our schedule really hasn't changed since we were here on July 13th of 2009. We gave a presentation to the board, and then again, we were doing a site permitting plan with the planning board. And the scope of the project has not changed at all. We did have the delivery of the transformer. We all remember that quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we thank your fire department and your police department extensively. At this point, we are wrapping up the construction this year. We explained that it was a three-phase project in 2009, 10, and 11. The original plan was that we would be finished in full by mid-2011. Just because of some scheduling changes, we're looking to be complete at the, in October of this year with all of our outside work. We're continuing some of the small foundation work that needs to be done, as well as the breaker work and some of the line work to accommodate this large 345 kV line that comes in and feeds the four 115 kV lines. We are on schedule. We constantly are reminding our contractors of the regulations here in town. We apologize for the amount of work that continues on, but the scope of the project has not changed at all since we were here in front of the board.
Go ahead, Ken.
That's probably just about it, unless somebody else wants to because I feel.
Are there any other specific questions while we have Allison here that we can?
Yes, I want to know. I really do want to know about this activity. She did mention this construction before, but it wasn't this extensive. Lights are on people's houses now that they have to call up and say, what's going on. They have to turn. The lights are very intrusive. I mean, if you're over there in those parts, we're by the substation. We're down that end, and
so lights from the substation.
Yes.
Directed at houses along.
We have Mr. Boylston here. He's right here, and he's one of my neighbors.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Yes, if I could speak about the lights there. And I've spoken with Allison a great deal about this. She's worked with me on getting some of the lights off, not nearly all of them. The one that did shine directly in my house has been shut off occasionally. It comes on from time to time, and it gets shut off within a day or two. It's almost like being outside of a stadium. From my backyard.
Mm.
It's affected my quality of life by going outside, and there's nothing but light wash up there. I came from the inner city of Manchester. I bought a house out here where I thought I could be alone and live in peace, but these trucks, they come by all the time. They don't slow down around that corner. They're going like crazy. 7 in the morning, all that construction starts right up. Sometimes it starts up as early as 6. When I leave for work, the lighting issue is the main thing for me, and the size of that structure.
Allison, the lights. Is there some reason that all these lights need to remain on at the substation?
Early in December, we did have an issue with not so much vandalism, but with theft.
Okay.
We had some theft of construction material. We have been working with the police department and have been hiring security details as well. So at this point right now, I believe we have 4 smaller mounted lights on. The end goal would be that we resolve, become to an issue where we can have the lights off full time again. It's our standard practice in all of our substations across the state that we don't generally keep lights on 24/7 right now.
Is there some way we could turn this into a motion sensor situation?
I know that we are working, our security team is working with the local police department as well as evaluating the situation to see what we can do to resolve this full time. At this point right now, those are definitely options they're looking at. They're also looking at some of the gate issues at the same time. So we are looking to try and get this problem corrected because our goal would be to have the lights off all the time as we do with all of our other larger substations.
And is it possible to talk to the contractors about not starting before 7 a.m.?
We certainly will. We continue to remind them of 7 a.m.
We have an ordinance.
Yep, absolutely. And we do, I was looking back again just on my own notes when we were here, because I wouldn't want to say something that I hadn't said before, is that we did indeed say that, that when this was all over, you know, it would be similar to, it would be the same as was before. And that still is, you know, the intention. It's during this construction phase. And I do apologize that it seems that the perception is that it's been a lot longer. But again, this was the schedule that we had proposed. But we will remind our contractors, we're constantly on them. We do apologize if they have not been as diligent in following the rules, but we will be on them. And we do now have a field representative that is out here almost on a daily basis.
And could you, again, like I said, let's try and move forward with the light situation to try and, I understand that you need to protect, make security protection arrangements, and it is a secluded area and such, but we're usually pretty dark in the middle of the night in Deerfield, and we'd like the residents to be able to.
As somebody who has to sleep in the complete dark, I can really appreciate that. So I will continue to remind our project management staff and the team leader that we need to get that issue resolved.
Okay.
We need to make the lights so they don't bleed off the property.
Right.
Yep.
I'm sure with some focused engineering, we can focus it on the property itself and not splash it out to the.
And I will reinforce your suggestion of the having the automatic lights.
I think motion detectors would probably work a lot better, dearer to me, but.
Given their activities.
Yeah.
Porcupines out there.
Mrs. Shigo, is there anything else?
I do want to say, is this just the beginning of a huge project that's going to be ending up with, you know, in 2015 with towers and problems? That, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of issues here. It's not just this transformer that's not. And I'm just saying,
There's absolutely issues, and as I mentioned to the two spokesmen, there's 140 miles they have to travel to get here.
But they will eventually get here, though, Steve, and that's my point. And when they do, we want to be prepared for it.
And there are going to be multiple opportunities for public input and meetings.
I know.
In any way, shape, or form that the town of Deerfield can accommodate that and open this up for discussion to the public, we're going to do everything we possibly can.
But what I'm really concerned about, because they are big taxpayer money people here, and you know what they give. They give a lot of money. So you know we're going to be kind of bending over backwards. But on the other hand, we are taxpayers, too, and we really need to say, what's going to change? I mean, we don't want this tower, or we don't want this huge project coming, you know, into the substation. Is there any point of even arguing if we can't change some things?
It seems to me that if they can get the thing down to the Deerfield border, they have existing right-of-ways.
Right.
Absolutely no one cooperates with them and gives them an extensive, more right-of-ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to build taller towers. And you know what? I don't like it,
mm-mm,
but it's their legal right to do so.
Their height limitations in zoning?
Excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I or anyone else approves it,
mm-hmm,
but they also have certain rights.
So
yes, we'd like to have the income for tax revenue.
Of course. I mean, you want to respect that.
There's going to be a whole lot of talking about that specific project, and we'll make every opportunity available for the citizens of Deerfield to come talk about with whoever we can get here to listen.
I just want to point out that these public hearings aren't going to be something that the selectmen work to have. There's a legal obligation for every step of the way for there to be public hearings. That said, I think you're absolutely, you know, what you said to begin as a question, is this the beginning of a big project that's going to last till at least 2015?
Mm-hmm.
I think absolutely. And this is the first, you know, official presentation to the town of Deerfield about it.
Well, they've had other presentations all the way up because they're having problems already.
Right.
I understand that, but the property values, lighting, right-of-ways. I mean, all these projects, and these affect us individually, and this is something we really need. And like this gentleman says, heights. I mean, we don't have a height, you know, limit. We need to get law in there before they get in here to do it, because we don't want a 150, you know, foot tower going over our heads. Those are things that maybe we could put in place before they even get down here. I mean, it's almost like the enemy coming across the border, but we've got to start thinking like that, because I don't see how else we could protect ourselves against this huge corporation. It's overtaking Deerfield, as far as I'm concerned. And I know it sounds awful, but, you know, maybe, you know, why do we need to go to Quebec? That's my biggest question. Why can't we do what we were doing all along? You know, I understand their interests, and I understand what they're saying, but there's a lot of opposition to that. REGI, which is the, you know, obviously that was that that in that regional economic that that's that place where yeah Riggies that they have that what's that called economy like when they go into the economic isn't it no
Reggie
yeah Reggie that's that what is that called I know I have a right here I was reading it oh yeah it's a regional greenhouse that's what I'm thinking of greenhouse gas and those are things that we can always talk about and be you know open about this because there's a lot of opposition to that. Legislatures are just doing it to maybe try to get you know, more, like you said, tax revenue and make things. But our property values are important, and we need to look at that too because this is a big project up there on Kate Road. And as it goes forward, I really feel that we all need to be informed very, very openly. I mean, you know, discuss both sides of it so we can see what's going on and not be surprised.
I agree.
Yeah, and when I call Allison, I mean, it takes a while, but she does get back to me, and I feel like we need to start communicating a lot better, even if it's her calling the selectmen's. I mean, we need to start getting this open dialogue because we have been trying. I know my neighbors and I have been trying to get these things resolved, and as much as she wants to do it, it's not happening. It's been almost 3-4 months I've been after them trying to get the traffic, get the lights, get the, you know, those things, and they're not doing it. And so I really... I feel like this is a...
Can you come and see us in 1 month?
Sure. If you want to have you.
And let us know what you've been able to do regarding the lighting and the noise issues.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Okay. And I'll plan to bring our project manager with us as well. Okay. So.
If you would just contact Leslie and she'll schedule you.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. I do. I do.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
One thing. If the construction is outside the window of 7 a.m. and I forget the cutoff time... Call the code enforcement officer.
Oh.
Get it recorded in because if they're up there at 5 a.m. backing up, they're outside of the ordinance of starting before 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Rick Pelletier, right?
Code
Pelletier. Rick Pelletier.
From there, we can
hear that.
And thank you, too, because that helps us to be able to manage our contractors even better if we've got that kind of information that if something's happening right at 7:01 or 6:59, we want to know about it at that point.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks.